بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Thus far we had discussed that for a person to reform his character and his akhlaq, the first step towards good character, noble character, which is beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is the heaviest amal on the day of Qiyam, on the good case of a person, is tawbah and repentance. Thereafter, a person should inculcate within his heart the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he should not slip up in his life and disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third point ulama explained in regards to good character is thereafter to have hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That a person always has hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which will keep him close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Verily the ones who are despondent and whose hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy are the disbelievers. As a mu'min, we always have hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's so much of hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we become bold and become brave in disobeying the commands of Allah, and you will say, Allah is very merciful, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim, Allah forgives. Yes, Allah forgives those that will make tawbah and turn to Him. So we will make tawbah, we'll inculcate within ourselves the fear of not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear that we should not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, we will have a hope. So be between both fear and hope. We should not slip up in life. This shows that having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is part of Iman. The way to acquire this is that you should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is having hope and using your courage. Allah has given every person a reserve of courage to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from sins and disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No person should think that I am too weak, I cannot fulfill every command of Allah and inculcate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has given every person, just like how the person has courage to disobey Allah. Sometimes that a person's passion of sinning, breaking the commands of Allah, becomes so much in him, so much of courage he has, they say the courage of a lion, that now he knows Allah can punish me, but then do he break the command of Allah. So every person has that amount of courage within himself. So then a person now should call up and muster that courage within his heart not to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is natural that one places his hopes on the one to whom he is obedient. The one who you obey, then you have hope in him that he will assist you. And one's heart becomes afraid and despondent of the one whom he disobeys. Yes, you break the commands of Allah, then you will become despondent and depressed because you are afraid now. The meaning of having hopes on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when repenting means that one should look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unlimited mercy and be convinced that one's tawbah will be accepted. When a small dynamite can blow up the mountain into small bits, then how much more power there must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, by which mountains of sins break up into small bits. Allah just has to display His mercy just once. It's enough to clean out all our sins and our evil records. However, to become unafraid, relying on Allah's mercy only, and to become accustomed to sinning, is dangerous and a severe deception. That Allah will just forgive me, person should reform himself. Does any person place his hand in a fire, trusting on a healing lotion which is 100% effective? That a person has some lotion and he says the lotion now will heal any type of burn, so because I have this lotion, therefore I want to feel how hot the fire is. No. So a person should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, but not so much that he breaks the command of Allah. That is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi one time was teaching his students until he came to the verse in the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala says, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorur rahim. That tell my servant that I am most forgiving, the very merciful. Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabul aleem. And that my punishment is painful. My punishment is a painful punishment. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh burst out crying. The students asked him, what makes him cry? Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh replied, don't you see the mercy of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects rahmat, mercy and maghfirat, forgiveness to himself. Allah says in the Quran, tell my servants that I am the most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah connects mercy and maghfirat, forgiveness to himself. He made them his belongings. And the next ayat he says, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي, and tell them that my punishment is very painful. Allah did not say that he is the punisher. But Allah said in the first verse that I am the most forgiving and the most merciful. When he came to his punishment, Allah says, and tell them my punishment. That is not that I am the punisher. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, I remembered the saying of Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will cause torrents of mercies to descend to the extent that Iblis, Shaitan, will even think that he might also be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us true understanding, and Allah ta'ala give us the balance between hope in the mercy of Allah and also the fear of disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.